Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, and for continued reflection for David Meir Ben Mindel. Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Kuf Yud Tes. Today we begin the 16th and final perek of Maseches Yevamos. We got Reb Mordechai joining us from Aruba. That's exciting. What are you, in the airport somewhere? Where are you? You're in the airport? You don't have to tell me where you are. Wherever you are.
Hopping a cup of coffee.
There we go. Okay.
I usually pour the dough, you know.
Okay, I hear that. Good morning, Reb Mordechai. Good morning, Avi. Good morning, Yitzhak Yosef, Stephen, Yehuda Mordechai Tzvika, and a special mazel tov to Gershon Eitan on the birth of a baby girl. You should be zocha legadla, letora, leben Torah, lechuppah, lemasim tovim. Exciting news. Mazel tov. Dr. Joe, it looks like you're trying to hook up. We got you somewhere. We got all different... There you go, Dr. Joe. Good to see you. Okay, we begin the 16th and final parak. Here we go. We're going to discuss a little bit more about a woman whose husband went on a business trip and did not have children and dies there. The question is, are we choshesh that maybe he had a kid while he was there? Why do we assume that? Says the Mishnah. Ha'isha shahalach bala vitzarasa lamedina sayam. A woman who her husband went with her co-wife, I don't know why she got left out of the trip, but the husband went with her co-wife on a business trip to Medina Siam. Uvo, and two witnesses come, v'amrula, and they say to her, two witnesses say, Meis Baalech, your husband died. Says the Gemara, Lo Tinase, she's not allowed to get remarried, even though it's two witnesses, because who knows, maybe they had a kid there. Because they went with the co-wife, people usually get together, have, you know, they, let's say they went for 5 years, 10 years. They went for a long time. So during the course of that time, how do you know they didn't have a kid? So lo tinase, she can't get married. This one can't get married until she finds out, did the co-wife have a kid with this guy or not? Velo tisyabim, she can't have yibam either. Ad sheteda, Shema Mu'beres Hi Tzarasa. Maybe the co-wife, while they were together, maybe they got pregnant. Maybe, we'll see. The Gemara says, how long do they have to wait? They have to wait 9 months. That's the amount of time the Gemara is going to say. You have to wait to see if anybody got pregnant. If the co-wife gets pregnant, do they hear about a child? Ha'isa l'chamos. Now, the other thing that she has to find out is, even though, let's say, now she has no brothers-in-law to do Yibum, so she's allowed to go marry anybody else. But how do you know? Let's say she had a mother-in-law in the Medina Sayyam and a father-in-law in the Medina Sayyam. Now, when her mother-in-law went to the Sayyam, they didn't have kids except for her husband, but ain't a choshesh. That she does not have to worry about. That maybe the mother-in-law had another kid, so maybe her husband had a brother, so she's a kugali abam. That we're not worried. Maybe the mother-in-law is in Medina Sayyam, they had another baby boy. Brother, that you don't have to worry about. So, that the co-wife might have had a kid, which would allow her to go marry Lashuk, that you do have to be worried about. But that the mother-in-law had another son, so that she now has a brother-in-law who's going to do Yibam, that you don't have to worry about. So the Gemara is obviously going to wonder, why are you only worried about one, that you're not worried about the other? We'll talk about that in the Gemara. Yatsasa Malaya, however, if the mother-in-law left pregnant, so that's another story. Chosheshes, maybe she had a kid, maybe it wasn't a nafel, and maybe the kid was a boy. That's a lot of things you have to be worried about, but Tanakhama says word, Rabbi Shua says no. Rabbi Shua Omer, ain't a chosheshes. No, because it's like a sex sveka. It's only a very minority possibility. First of all, especially in those days, and even nowadays, people don't realize how many pregnancies end up in miscarriages. It's like, people don't talk about it, so nobody knows how many, but lots and lots and lots of pregnancies end up in miscarriages. I don't know what the exact, I think the number might even be 25%. Maybe Dr. Joe knows better than me. What's the number of, you don't know, Dr. Joe, it's not you, you're not an OBGYN. That's not, you don't have to worry about that. How many, what percentage of pregnancies end up in miscarriages? But many do. So on the one hand, maybe it'll be a miscarriage, and even if it's a child, maybe it's a girl, not a boy. So she's not going to be Zakuka, and it's not going to be a Yibam situation anyway. So Rabbi Yeshua says, even if she goes pregnant, we're not worried about this. Says the Gemara, what does it mean, my heed sarasa? Shema muberes heed sarasa. What's the language of heed sarasa? He should have just said, shema muberes sarasa. Right? What's heed sarasa? Hakamash malon, lahot sarahu dechashinan. We're only worried that this tzara who went lamdina sayam had a kid. But you don't have to worry. Maybe he married another woman while he was there. And had it's only the wives that we know that he has, they have to be worried. Maybe they're pregnant and they had a kid. If the co-wife has a kid, so the current wife is allowed to just go marry whoever she wants, right? If the co-wife didn't have a kid, then she has to be worried about Yibum or Chalitza. Okay, now, what do the Mishnah say? Lo tinase velo tisyabim, until we know maybe the co-wife had a kid. Says the Gemara, Bishlama yivume lo didilma mi abra vikapaga be'eshes achto raisa. I understand why we have to worry about maybe she can't do yibum until she finds out whether they had a kid, because if he had a kid and she does yibum, that's an iser kares. That's really serious. You're doing Eish HaSach in a situation where you're not allowed to do Eish HaSach. That's a severe iser. Ella lo tinase. But you're not allowed to get married l'shuk? Because maybe the co-wife was Amai. Why are we worried about that? Haloch achar rov nashim, v'rov nashim misabros v'yoldos. Most women do get pregnant and have kids. So maybe she should have a right. To me, this seemed like a strange havamina. But the Gemara is assuming that most husbands and wives, I guess they go off like 5 years, whatever, they probably had kids. So it's just an Isser Lav anyway. Let the woman rely on the rov, that rov women get pregnant and have kids in the Medina Sayam. Again, don't forget, there weren't cell phones, there wasn't FaceTime, they moved away for a long period of time. Mistama, they had kids, most people have kids. It's a vast majority of people who get married have kids, and that's what happens. You move away and you have kids. So why can't, doesn't she have a right to assume it's only Nisr Lav? Why can't she just assume that she got pregnant and had kids? Says the Gemara, Lema Rabbi Meir hi dechayish lemiyuta. Maybe our mission is going like Rabbi Meir, who's worried about the miyut of people who are barren. They're not capable of having any kids. How many people do you know, husbands and wives, that got married that had no kids? Very few. They exist. We know them. They exist. But it's very, very few. So let's assume that the Mishnah that says that she can't go get married l'shuk until she hears whether or not that the co-wife had a kid or not, maybe that's going like Rabbi Meir's shita throughout all of Shas, the Rabbi Meir's chayish l'miyuta. The Rabbi Meir's worried about the miyut. Answers the Gemara, Afil Tamer Rabbanon, says more, no. Even the Rabbanon who are not Choshishim Lemiyot, who say we usually follow the majority, Ki Az the Rabbanon Basa Ruba, so first the Gemara is going to reject this in a minute, but first the Gemara thinks, Ki Az the Rabbanon Basa Ruba, the famous machlok is between Rab Meir and Chachamim in all of Shas, about whether we follow majority or no, we're always worried about the minority. That's only by a rove that's in front of us. What does the Gemara mean by a rove that's in front of us? 9 kosher meat stores and 1 treif meat store, and you find a piece of kosher meat in the street. Why somebody would want to eat a piece of meat that he found in the street? But again, this was a different time. It's a different story. But, you know, I don't know, if I found a piece of meat in the street, I wouldn't eat it. But what? Yeah. No, I know that. I'm just saying I wouldn't eat it because of other reasons. I wouldn't.
But you called it kosher meat.
Yeah. So we assume we follow majority because you see, there's 9 stores and there's 1 non-kosher store or Sanhedrin, right? A Sanhedrin of 23. So 20 judges say chayev and 3 judges say putter. So you follow majority because the rumor is, come on, you can count them up. It's in front of you. But the rove that we're talking about, Avo Ruba de Lesekamon, but the rove that we're talking about, which is most women get pregnant to give birth, you can't count them, right? You can't just go through the world and count them. It's what's called the Ruba de Lesekamon, meaning it's not really a majority at all. It's just like a hanhaga. It's the way of the world. It's not a rove that you're actually counting majority. That's what the Gemara is referring to, Ruud Leskan. It means it's the way of the world. It's the way most things happen. It's actually more like a chazaka than it is a rove. We'll talk about that in a minute. Aval beruva de lesa kaman, but when a rove that's not in front of us, the chachamim agree. Lo azar alana masum, they agree that we're worried about the miyut. Says the Gemara, that's simply not true. We see that the chachamim who disagree with Rav Meir, they follow rove even by ruva de lesa kaman. Vahare katanuk tana. Let's say you have a yuvama that falls in front of a katan, or a yuvama ktana that falls in front of a gadol for yibum. Ruba de lesa kamani. That's a ruba de lesa kaman. Va'azir radam basa ruba. We presented, deciding we looked at a brisa. Yavam kitana. I'm sorry. Katan ukitana. A yavam katan or a yuvama ktana. Lo choltan velo miyabin div Rameir. Why? Rameir says they came to chalitza yibum. Why not? Because Rameir is worried. Maybe she's an islandess. Maybe he's a Sris. That's such a far-fetched possibility. But Rameir's choshmita. Amula Rameir. Yofa amata shein choltsin. I get he came to chalitza ish ksiv b'parsha. Umakshiv ni'isha le'ish. Ela matam ein miyabmin. Amula hem. Katan shem yimsa Sris. Tan Hashem timsa islandess. V'nimtsu pogim be'erva. It's going to turn out retroactively the marriage wasn't a marriage. So the Yibam is not a Yibam, so it's an Erva. It's Eish Yisach Shalom HaMakom Mitzvah. For Abad and Savri, Zil Basaru B'Diktanim. For Rov Ketanim, Lo Srisi Ninu. Basar Rov Ketanis, Rov Ketanis, Lav Alanis Ninu. So we follow Rov. This is an example of Aruba De Lesa Kaman. It's not like you're counting up the people. It's just a general rule that most people, there's a million people in the world, they're not in front of you, you're not counting them up. You're just saying, it's statistics. Aruba de lesa kaman is statistics. It's not, I have 10 stores in the town, I'm counting them up. It's statistics. We assume statistically there's a 95% chance or a 99% chance that she's not an islandess. So you see here that the machlokas Rabbanu Rameir applies even by aruba de lesa kaman, even by statistics, even when you're not counting up something that's in front of you. You're not counting up 20 judges against 3 judges. So that can't be the answer. Ela machvarta mastis and Rav Meir. So you must say that the Mishnah that we're worried about, maybe they didn't have a kid. So it must be the Rabbanan hold that we follow Rove, even by Rove, she ain't lefanenu. And therefore, when the Mishnah says she's not allowed to go marry somebody else until she finds out that this woman did not have a kid, must be the Mishnah's Rav Meir. He's choshish for the miut that don't have a viable kid, that all the kids are going to, that she's going to miscarry. Even though most women have kids, she's not allowed to go marry Lashuk until she determines. So this is going like Rav Meir.
Why can't you say Chazaka where she left not pregnant and she's still not pregnant?
So the Gemara is going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that, Dr. Joe. Excellent question, as always. Great question, Dr. Joe. But so Joe, what do you do when you have a rove against the chazaka, Joe? You have a rove women that do give birth and have kids. And you have a chazaka that she left. Joe says, that's beyond my pay grade. Okay, so Joe, we're going to learn that when you have a rove against the chazaka, the rove beats out the chazaka. That's what we're going to learn. And the Achronim, Rabbi Chana Wasserman, is a famous piece of Torah. The Achronim explained the reason for this is Chazaka is just a din hanhaga. It's a way that you're supposed to, conduct yourself when you have no better information. You use a chazaka. Rove is a birur. Rove is saying we assume that it's actually that way. A chazaka means, well, if I don't know what to do, just leave it the way it was. But rove is a birur. Rove is saying if the majority happens like that, you have, it's mamish like a raya. Chazaka is not a raya. Chazaka is just if you don't know what to do, just leave it the way it was. It's like you throw up your hands. It's a din hanhaga. It's Rabbi Chana Wasserman's language. But a rove is a beer. So Dr. Joe, this Gemara is exactly a proof that when you have a chazaka against the rove beats out the chazaka, as we'll see in a moment. Hang on. Hold on to your horses, Dr. Joe. Here we go. Says the Gemara, B'mayu kimta, who are you establishing the Mishnah that she can't get married until she finds out that they didn't have kids? Kirabi Meir, Ema Seifa. Wait a second, but look at the Seifa. Haisa l'chamos, if she had a father-in-law or a mother-in-law. Eina choshesh. You're not worried that the mother-in-law had a kid. Am I? Halochacha Rov Nashim, Rov Nashim Misavos Yodos. Why don't you apply the most that maybe she had another kid? Miyad Mapilos. Uvakal Yodos. Mechza Zachar Mechza Nekevos. Smoch Miyuta de Mapilos. Lemechza Nekevos. Vahavale Zachar Miyuta. Lechosh. Velechosh. So very nice. It's only a minority of women that are going to give birth to a healthy baby boy. If you tell me it's Reb Meir, though, Reb Meir is worried about the miut. So why aren't we worried that maybe the mother-in-law is going to have a baby boy and you're going to be Zekuka Liyavam? Answers the Gemara, no, the Sefer Dilma Keva. Oh, here we say Dr. Joe. Keva di'chazka l'shuk lo chayish. Since he had a chazaka that there was no brother, so we're not worried, you can go marry Lashuk. Oh, Reisha, Dr. Joe's Kasha. Reisha dechazik liyibam tiyabem. What do you mean? She was a kuka liyabam. Because they didn't have kids, Dr. Joe's Kasha. So therefore, let her go do yibam based on the chazaka. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ravu, a fascinating answer. Reisha de iser kares chashashu. The Reisha where there's an iser kares, so they were choshesh for they were choshesh. We don't rely on the chazaka. Seifa de iser lav, but seifa that's only an iser lav of yivama l'shuk lo chashashu. They weren't worried about that. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? I'm a rabbi michte. Hadoraisa. Who cares that one is an iser kares and one is an iser lav? The first one is eishes ach shelo b'makom mitzvah, and the seifa is yivama l'shuk. So one's a kares, one's a lav. But they're both Doraisa. I'm a Rava. Michti, let us see. Ha Doraisa, ha Doraisa. Who cares that one's an Issa Kares and one's an Issa Lav? They're both Yisrum Doraisa. Mali Issa Kares, Mali Issa Lav. There should be no difference in Kares and Lav. Even the Sefer, which is Issa Lav, which should be Machmir, and be Choshish Lamiuta. Why aren't we worried? Maybe she had a baby boy. And she shouldn't be allowed to go remarry. Ela Amar Rava, therefore Rava rejects the original assumption. Really, the Mishnah is going like Rab Meir, who's Choshish Lemir. Really, the Mishnah is going like Rab Meir, who's Choshish Lemiuta. However, Reisha, in the first case, right, we were worried maybe they had kids. Chazaka liyibam, right? When she left, they had no kids. She had a chazaka liyibam. Ruba veruba l'shuk, and there's a rove that they probably had kids, because most married women have kids. So she's mutter to go marry l'shuk. The chazaka lo adif ki ruba. Dr. Joe, when you have a chazaka against the rove beats out the chazaka. Says Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, why does a rove be a chazaka? A rove is a proof. So we have a rove here. What's the rove? Most women get married and have kids. I had a chazaka. She was allowed to go. She had a chazaka. She was allowed to marry Lashuk. No. Rove against chazaka? Rove wins. Rove wins. Chazaka lo'ad of kiruva. So we assume she had a kid, and therefore she's allowed, once we assume she had a kid, and therefore she's allowed to go marry Lashuk.
Doesn't matter that it's not.
Hold on, give me half a second. I want to make sure I explain this correctly. Even though the Chazaka said she can do Yibum, since the Rove asks her to do Yibum, it's asked for her to do Yibum. But now hold on, you got to add this. So she's not allowed to do Yibam because Rove assumption that the co-wife had a kid with the husband in Medina Sayyam. I'm sorry, just give me half a second, Yehuda. So the Rove does that. The Rove accomplishes that. Now, wait a second. But if it's a Rove, then she should be allowed to go marry Lashuk, right? Because Rove had kids. However, I say Miuta de Mapilos, but there's also a chance that maybe she miscarried. Because some women have a miscarriage, and that will make it. So smoke the miut of women who miscarried. L'chazaka. L'chazaka. Now you add the myriad of people who miscarried to the chazaka that says, that since she left without kids, she's zekuka liyamim. V'havale palgo palgo. So it becomes like a 50-50 suffix, because you have a rove of women who give birth, but there's a miut of people that miscarried. You take the miut of people miscarried and attach that to the chazaka that she left zekuka liyavam, so it's 50-50. So we combine the chazaka. Usually rove beats out chazaka, but here you also have the miut that she miscarried, so you take the miut and include it to the chazaka, and it's like a 50-50 suffix. And since it's a 50-50 suffix, she has once a half a second. It's lo tinase velo tisyabe. Let me just finish the sentence, Dr. Dan and Yehuda. Give me a second. However, so therefore, in the first case, you have to wait to see what happened. Did she have a kid or did she not have a kid? Because you have a rove that said she had a kid. You have a miut that the kid was a miscarriage. Take the miut, attach it to the chazaka that she was the kukaliyavam. So lo tinasi v'lo tisyabim, she's in a 50-50 suffix. However, let me just finish the sentence, then I'll take Yehuda Mordechai and Dr. Dan. Seifa, in the case of the Seifa, we're not worried about the miut. Why? Chazaka l'shuk, as Dr. Joe said. When she went, she was a chazaka that she was, there's no brother. That she had no brother. She's allowed to marry the shuk. Veruba, and the ruba that l'shuk. Why is the rove l'shuk? Because maybe it's not a boy. Even if mom was pregnant, first of all, some of them get miscarry. And even the ones that are born, half of the ones that are born are females. So the rove is she's mutal l'shuk. So it's a double miut. It's a miut to the miuta, because even the rove, in the first case, as long as she has a boy or a girl, she's going to be off the hook from yibum. But in the second case, no. If it's a boy, right? So it's a miut to the miuta. Miut to the miuta lo chayish rab meir. But in the seifa, it's only a miut to the miuta, and therefore a miut to the miuta or meir is not choshish. So, Dr. Dan, hang on a second. First, Yehuda Mordechai. He's good. Dr. Dan, what do you got? Dr. Dan, I apologize. Dr. Dan, I apologize. We couldn't hear you because, I don't know, maybe you have a bad Wi-Fi connection wherever you are. I apologize, Dr. Dan. So do me a favor, Dr. Dan. Just voice note the question after the shiur. Voice note the question. I'm sorry, I just couldn't hear it. I'm sorry, Yitzhak Yosef, yeah.
Yeah, in the Rishon, there's a sophic whether, we don't even know whether they're going to come back, we don't know whether she's pregnant or not. So, why can't she just do a chalitza and then remove the sophic altogether?
Right. Well, that's exactly what it says. That's exactly what the Mishnah says. Lo tinase velo tisyabem until you find out. Right? What did it say? It said that was Yehuda's Kasha?
No, ask that Kasha.
The Gemara is about to ask it?
No, it said that. It said you be on Yame, it said why you do
it. I don't think it asked that Kasha. In the notes it said it?
Yeah.
Hold on a second. So let's see. Lo tisyabim. Right. No, I think the Gemara is about to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask it. I think it's the old story that we don't like to do chalitzas for no reason, because then she's going to be usher to a kohen, and we don't want to throw her into that situation if we don't have to. I think the Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. Okay, Dr. Dan, we're looking forward to your kasha after the shiur. Okay, now, Lo tinase velo tisyabim. So we said in the Risha, so she's not allowed to get married or yibum until she finds out maybe the co-wife is pregnant. Says the Gemara, uli olam. What? She's going to wait forever to find this out. I'm going to say, we know. La'atzma, if she's just worried that maybe she's pregnant from him, shlosha chadash. She just has to wait 3 months. Because by after 3 months, she'll know whether she's pregnant from him when he went to Medina Sayyam. L'chaverta, but if there's also a co-wife in the picture, tisha. You just have to wait because the kol, right? You're not going to know that the co-wife in the Medina Sayyam is pregnant. You got to wait 9 months to see if they had a kid.
The starting point is different though, right? Because the 3 months is from when the husband left, yeah. And 9 months is from now.
Exactly. Exactly, right. The 9 months is from when you hear that the husband died. Correct. Very good. Correct. Excellent. Now, here's Yitzhak Yosef's point. Now, after 9 months, like Yitzhak said, v'choletzes mimanavshach. Now, so after 9 months, so she does a chalitza. Why? Because if she wasn't pregnant, so she needs a chalitza, she did a chalitza. And if the co-wife was pregnant, and she already had a kid, so she's already muteris l'shuk because of the kid. So after 9 months, either way, so, right, if she did not get pregnant, and therefore she's going to need a chalitza, so she got a chalitza. If she was pregnant, so you're right, actually, Yitzhak, the Gemara is saying, you do need a chalitza after 9 months. That's the opinion of Ze'iri, that after 9 months she gets a chalitza. Then she'll be covered either way. Rabbi Chanina Amar, la'atzma shlosha, that he agrees to Ze'iri, u'l'chaverta la'olam. Wow. You're right. She has to wait forever. Ah, the Gemara asks Yitzchak's kasha. V'tachlots mimanavshach. What's the matter with doing chalitza after 9 months? Do a chalitza after 9 months in manavshach. Right? If she had a kid, so then you didn't need the chalitza. Shkoyach. If she did have a kid, your chalitza takes care of it. So what's the issue? Did I say it backwards? Again, if she didn't have a kid, then the chalitza takes you. If she did have a kid, you didn't need the chalitza, so you did a chalitza for no reason. Who cares? Oh, says the Gemara. No. We don't like doing chalitzas for no reason. Gezera, Shema Yehe Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe they had a kid, and it wasn't a miscarriage. And it doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl. Even a girl, exempts you from chalitza. Nimza tamatzricha kruz lekohuna, and then she's gonna have to explain her whole life. You're gonna find out later that there was a kid who was a ben kayama, and really the chalitza was meaningless. And you're gonna have to go explaining your whole life why you're allowed to marry a kohen. Says the Gemara, so what? Velitzricha. Okay, so you'll go out and announce to people in Beis Din that you're really allowed to marry a kohen. Says Gemara, no. Dilma ikadam bechalitza. Maybe there was somebody who was present at the chalitza. We've had this before. V'lo avi bachrozen. Somebody didn't hear from Beis Din. V'amri kashu chalitza l'kohen. And people are going to say that your chalitza married to a kohen. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Wait a second. But Tanan, we learned in yesterday's daf. Nitan li ben medina sayam. The girl says, I had a kid in the medina sayam. V'amra meis b'ni yivachach bali. I had a kid, but my kid died first. Ne'menes. She's believed, because when she went, she was b'cheska z'kugel yavam. And now she's saying, I had a kid, but the kid died first, so I'm still z'kugel yavam. So she's believed. Meis bali v'achach b'ni. However, if she says, my husband died first, and then my son died, so that I wasn't really z'kugel yavam. Eina ne'menes. Because at the time she left, she was becheskas kukul yavam. Now she's saying, I had a kid, and my husband died first, so I wasn't kukul yavam. She's not believed. Choshen levareh v'choletzes v'lomis yabemis. Oh, but she needs a chalitza. Says Gemara, why aren't you worried? Maybe it happened the other way around. Right? Maybe she's right that the husband died first, so you're doing chalitza for no reason. So you see, you do chalitzas when you're besafek. Says the Gemara, maybe Edom are going to come and say that she was actually telling the truth. She had a kid, and the husband died first. So she really wasn't Zekuka Liyavim. And she had a chalitza. Says the Gemara, Amrav Papa, the Gemara gives two answers. Begrusha. Maybe that Mishnah was talking about a girl who was already divorced. She was us at the Kohen anyway. Rav Chia Bered Rav Huna Amar, Ba'amra Ani Vahu, Nichbeinu Bama'ara. Her testimony is, we were alone in a cave. There was no other person, and therefore, it's impossible that any Edom are going to testify, like she said, that the husband died first, because we were alone in a cave. So we're not worried about that. Okay, next, Mishnah. Says the Halakha Mishnah. Now, in 2 days ago's daf, we mentioned there were five women that are not believed to testify Meis Bala. Five women who assume they hate this woman. The mother-in-law, the mother-in-law's daughter, the co-wife, my dead husband's brother's wife, what the Gemara calls Yevimto, and my husband's daughter from a different marriage. All these women are not believed. Oh, so our Mishnah is going to continue. That maybe there are certain cases, one of these five women are not believed. Let's see. Shtei Yevamos. Two women married to two brothers. No kids. That's what the Mishnah calls Yevamos, even though they're not really Yevamos, but that's what the Mishnah refers to. You have two women, they're not sisters, they're two women. Zuomeris meis bali, v'zuomeris meis bali. Each of them says, my husband died. Now, each of them are believed on their own to remarry, but wait a second, if the other one is believed that her husband died, so she could just go marry the Shuk, what about the issue of Yibum? Now he said the Yevamos is not believed. She's not believed to say Meis Bala on the other woman. So she's believed Meis Bala for herself, but she's not believed Meis Bala as far as the other woman is concerned. So as far as the other woman is concerned, she's still got a Yibum. She's got a Yava. So what do you do? Asura. So if she only had her husband, she'd be mutter to marry somebody else, Meis Bala. But in this case, she's not allowed to marry because Mipnei Bala Shelzu. So each one is also Vizu Asur Mipnei Bala Shelzu. So the first one who says Meis Bali is not allowed to B'choshish. Maybe the other one's husband is alive. Even though we believe the other woman to say Meis Bali, but she's not believed Legabe, the other girl. Wow. Lezu Edim Ulezu Ein Edim. Let's say there's Edim in one case and no Edim in the other case. So Eshiyeshla Edim. So the woman who says Meis Bali and she has Edim that her husband died. So she's Asura because the other woman didn't have Edim. Ve'eshe'enla Edim. But the one who does not have Edim that her husband died, paradoxically, Muteres. She's Mutter because since the other lady had Edim, so she's allowed to believe that the other husband died. So she's allowed to go marry Lashuk because her Yavam is dead. Third case. Lezu banim, ulezu ein banim. So again, es she'esh la banim, muteres. So the one who has kids is mutter. Es she'ein la banim, asura. The one that doesn't have kids, she's asa because maybe the other brother's still alive. Case four. What's the case? Two women married to two brothers with no kids and no Edim. Each woman says Meis Bala. Now, there are two other brothers. Now, there are two other brothers that are royal Yibum. So what happens? Let's say the women, Nisiabmu. these two women go, they each said Meis Bala. One woman said Meis Bali, the other one said Meis Bali. And they each go and do Yibam with two other brothers. Nisyabu, Umesu HaYavamin. And then the Yavamas die. Asuros Linase. So these girls go back to the status again, even though they did Yibam in between, they're still usur to be married. Because in this case, each one has to worry, maybe the other husband is still alive. And now she's Zakuka Liyavam once again because their husband died again. She did Yibam, but now the Yavam died, so she's still Zakuka Liyavam. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ho'ova Huchu Liyavmin, Huchu Luchaladam. Once you matter them to these Yavamas, they become mutter to everybody else. So once we believed that we let them do Yibam the first time, we thought they died. Exactly. Exactly. Once we thought they died one time, so now you're going to go back and say, oh, we let you do Yibam the first, we let each of them independently do Yibam because their husband died. So we let him go do Yibam. Okay, but in the first case, you should say the same thing also, right? Yeah, why all of a sudden? Why is Rabbi Elazar only arguing? So the Gemara is going to talk about that. Why is Rabbi Elazar only arguing in case number three? He should have argued on case number one, number two, and number three. Why is he only arguing case number four? He should have argued on one, two, and three also. But there is a slight difference. Here,
We acted on it.
There was a halacha that acted on it.
Yeah.
There was a halacha that acted on it. Right. Ho v'huchi, once we acted on the halacha by letting you marry, you yourself marry the other brother, so
that turns into a reality.
So it should be a reality, and therefore we should assume both of these men are now dead. We should assume both of these men are now dead and they're allowed to go marry the shuk. That's a machlokas. Tanakhama says no, Rabbi Elazar says yes. Says the Gemara. Tana. We learned in the Tosefta.
Oh, because the husband, they're allowed to say, like,
that's the whole Mishnah is based on that,
you
right?
I'm saying, but that's the bar right now. Meaning the first time they left them because it's just the husband, then it's okay. Now,
No, they didn't let. They didn't. The whole first three kids.
I'm saying.
Oh.
Need them to be dead because
on themselves. Dead. Exactly, because I don't need her testimony
now
for that.
Use Yavam's testimony, it's not
exactly. 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 Says the Gemara, case number five. The Gemara quotes case five. Tana. Lizu Edim Ubanim. Ulizu Lo Edim Velo Banim. If one of them has Edim and Banim, and the other one has neither Edim nor Banim, Shtei and Mutaros. So then, they're both mutter, right? Makes sense because, right, the one who has banim is mutter because she has banim, and the one who doesn't have banim is mutter because the other one has edim. Right. Now, the Mishnah said, Nisyabmu, case four, Umesu Hayibmin, Asur Linase, Rabbi Elazar Omer Hol, V'huchu liyavmin, huchu l'chaladim. Stop. Okay, I think I'm going to leave it on a cliffhanger because this is already a long story. Yeah, this is already a long story. So let's leave it off at Bayrav. Right, so Yehuda, we're going to go back to exactly this issue tomorrow, this machlokas. Tanakhama says that they go back to their original Isser, you have to worry, maybe the other brother's still alive. Rabbi Elazar says, what do you mean? If you, well, we can just read the question. We have another minute. Boy, Rabbi, my time with Rabbi Elazar. Mishum de kasavar, Sarah mi'idu l'chaverta. Is that the reason? Odilva mishum de hilo makakala nafsha. She's not going to mess herself up in a situation where just in order, she's not going to mess herself up to mess up her friend. All right. We'll talk about this, Bez Hashem, tomorrow. We'll come back to this tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow, 7:05.